Genesis.
Luke.
Oh, Matthew.
And you wanted to indicate you didn't want to talk to Mr. Cooper. You want to talk to his wife. You want to talk to
Mrs. Cooper.
And the lady who married my uncle is
my aunt.
No, not mine.
Oh, who married your uncle?
Would be the lady who married my uncle would be.
Would be your aunt. Now, what difference did that make whether it's my aunt or your aunt?
I didn't get it quite the way I wanted it.
I see.
Or your aunt.
Your aunt.
Try to kill two birds, it never works. Mr. Eisenhower has been recently restored his army position as
general.
Do you have a word for a part-time, unskilled preacher? I fill in and does a lousy job.
Lay preacher?
But that would mean you could possibly do a good job and be a lay preacher.
Well, lay preacher would be unordained, of course.
You know, if you're Jack Lay preacher.
No.
Yard act. Bible banger.
No. No. Nothing disrespectful like that.
That's a horrible name. The man before whom a trial was conducted in court.
Judge.
And a person who goes to college is a...
I hope he's a student.
That means he's studying hard. Otherwise he's not a student.
Well, I fear some go to college who are not students.
The lady who takes dictation involved in private...
stenographer? Secretary?
What do they call the town officers around here? The mayor and the...
councilman, alderman.
Which, both of them?
Alderman, usually.
You're not a Canadian, you're an...
American. Strange to say, just as if Canadians were not.
It works, though. I get the response I want. You said something a while ago, I think. You mentioned this, but I don't recall, I'm sure. He's not a white man, he's a brown skin.
You mean colored man?
Yeah. That would be a respectful term. I mean, he wouldn't mind being called colored man.
No.
What else wouldn't he mind being called?
Well, in the South, we avoided the name nigger.
You probably would avoid it here, too?
Yes, yes.
You wouldn't have to avoid the word color. What else wouldn't you have to avoid?
The word Negro I used in the South, talking to them.
Do you have a word for a fellow who doesn't get into town very often, and when he does, he looks rather foolish, but he's
hayseed?
Where's that?
No more hayseeds. Not anymore.
No. What do they call them? They still call people hayseeds, though?
Yeah, sure.
Well, they are. Hicks?
Yes, they call them Hicks.
But not a mountain boomer or anything
no.
Like Yahoo.
No.
A man who brings the letters every day?
Well, in the country, he's the mailman.
And if you're going to go someplace and you're ready and your wife's not ready, she'll probably want to say to you, I'll be ready and
just a minute.
Another way of asking a question is how many miles is it to Ohio? You might say how.
How far is it?
To
how far is it to Ohio?